I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 29th. There are currently 772 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 70 deaths, and 290 people have recovered from the disease. Governor Baker has extended the stay-at-home advisory and closure of non-essential businesses until May 18th. There are over 56,000 cases of coronavirus in Massachusetts. Approximately 10,000 small businesses in Quincy will get some financial help from the extra $1 million that the city received from the federal government for the coronavirus crisis. Mayor Thomas Koch says the extra money came through the Community Development Block Grant Program and that he'll use it to establish a small business assistance program for independently owned businesses that gross under $1 million per year. Koch says the application process will be kept as simple as possible and that details about the program should be available on the city website this week. So far, about $350,000 of the $1 million that was set aside from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund for rental assistance for Quincy hospitality workers has been spent. Mayor Thomas Koch says that only represents 1 month's rent and that he expects the fund to be depleted when another month's rent is paid for restaurant, hotel, and other hospitality workers who've been laid off due to the pandemic. The mayor says he has told the Quincy City Council president and chairman of the Finance Committee that he will not be able to make a budget presentation to the City Council on Monday night. Koch says revenue projections are still unclear due to the pandemic and that he needs more time to formulate a budget for the new fiscal year that begins on July 1st. Quincy auto dealer Dan Quirk has donated a brand new cargo van to the South Shore YMCA of Quincy. Y President Paul Gorman says their 16-year-old van that's used to collect food from the Greater Boston Food Bank and supermarkets broke down this week, and that Quirk didn't hesitate to offer the brand new vehicle. Gorman says the food deliveries are used at the food pantry at the Germantown Neighborhood Center and at their emergency child care facilities and the temporary homeless shelter at the Y on Coddington Street. A hostage situation in Quincy ended peacefully last night. Police say a man barricaded himself in a condo at 54 Scammell Street at about 10 p.m. and threatened to harm his family. Negotiators successfully convinced the man to surrender peacefully at about midnight. He was taken for medical evaluation. Police say the man was armed with a BB gun and that no one was hurt. Three new police officers are joining the Quincy force this week. Officers Scott Kelly, Matthew O'Flaherty, and Ryan Callanan have over a dozen years of law enforcement experience combined. The new officers were officially sworn in on April 6th and are participating in the Quincy Police Field Training Program. Due to the pandemic, instead of riding together, each new officer is assigned to one field training officer, and they ride in separate vehicles. Scott Kelly is a lifelong Quincy resident and is married with a 2-year-old daughter. Officer Flaherty comes from the Chelsea Police Department and also served 4 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. And Officer Ryan Callanan comes from the UMass Boston Police Department and is a U.S. Army veteran, having served in Afghanistan, and is in the Army Reserves. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 29th.